Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
There, a new student accommodation has opened, Bottle Works, out on the Straight Road. And the units, the accommodation will cost between 322 and 450 euros per week for various different kinds of apartments. Now, if you look at the website, they are luxury. They really are luxury. And they have a gym, and they have tea and coffee services, and they have cleaning, and they have a cinema room, and they have all that kind of thing. But 450, top price, 450 a week student accommodation. Councillor Brian McCarthy of the Socialist Party. Brian, you are calling it a damning indictment of government policy. Why? Good morning.
Morning, PJ. Well, we have a massive student accommodation crisis in Cork, but complexes like this, they're not going to address that. These have been built for profit, not need, so they're not affordable. They're designed to maximise profit, so that's not an answer to the crisis. I mean, what we need is a massive state investment in good quality, affordable student accommodation, not unaffordable luxury. I mean, come on, this is a cost of living crisis. I mean, what students can be expected to pay 450 a week?
But they're
just profiteering. They are sold out. As I said, there is a massive crisis there, but this is really going to be pushing people to the pin of their collar. I mean, it's profiteering. There's developers and landlords using the housing crisis, the student housing crisis, as a money-making opportunity. They're making a profit off other people's need and misery and hardship.
Mm. So what would you suggest as an alternative?
Well, as I said, what we need is a massive state investment in good quality, affordable student accommodation. Like, we absolutely do need to be building student accommodation blocks, and they should be of a good quality. They should have amenities provided, but not at this massive, not at this unaffordable level, you know.
What would you consider to be a fair price for a bedroom, kitchenette, and suite, access to a gym, access to cleaning services? What would you consider fair? Brian?
Well, I don't think we could really say at any given point what would be a fair rent. Rents should be indexed to inflation.
They start at 322 in this new block. What would you have instead?
Well, again, I couldn't possibly put a number on what that would be. Like, we'd have to, like, as
but
I said,
you are asking for rent to be lower, but you won't give me a number.
Well, absolutely. We're asking for rent caps, but again, you can't just say, oh, this is the number that rents should be at. You have to take things into account. But the main factor is people's ability to pay, people's living standards and disposable income. That should be the bottom line. So it should be indexed to inflation and means tested.
You did mention rent caps, and I don't know if you were listening before you came on air to Michael O'Flynn, who's built more than a house or two in his time. And he says very plainly, rent caps will make the situation worse, not better. And he said in every country where rent caps have been introduced, they failed.
Yeah, well, I'd question that. But, I mean, if we're asking someone who is involved in property, someone whose profit comes from rent, etc., their interests are going to be completely opposed to anything like a rent cap or anything like an eviction ban, because that would threaten their profit. But we have to look at the interests of the vast majority of people. We are in the middle of an unprecedented housing crisis. We need housing. There is a dire need for affordable housing. What Michael Flynn is putting forward, like no rent caps, no eviction ban, I mean, that's utterly ridiculous. People only need, he was putting forward
what he said, the reason he says for it, Brian, is this. The reason he said is because Ireland has become an unattractive market to people with the finance to build huge developments of which you speak.
That's absolutely ridiculous. There's lots of these being built, and there is a huge number of private landlords involved in the property market in Ireland. Like the fiction, the lie that we were being told last year that there was this mass exodus of landlords from the market, that's turned out to not be true. That was based on the figures from the RTB. But then we saw from the census, there's even more landlords than we've ever had, but they just haven't been registering their properties. So there hasn't been any mass exodus. There's even more private landlords now. What we need is rent caps, and more than anything else, an eviction ban. People only need to rent from the private market because parties like Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, they long ago abdicated their responsibility to provide housing in favour of letting the interests that fund their parties, like the developers, the landlords, the vulture funds, make a killing. And this massive crisis is the end result. We need state investment, we need public housing on public land, and it needs
built
to be affordable.
There was a time when the council, and I use council as a broad church term, there was a time when the council employed thousands of staff, and the council built the council houses. Should we go back to that?
Absolutely. There should be massive state housing projects. Like if you look at the north side of Cork City, areas like large parts of Knocknaheeny, for example, and Tolly Hill, Grona Brewer, like these would have been part of these massive state building projects dating back to, was it the 50s? I wouldn't be sure of the decade exactly. But they were good quality, they were affordable, and they housed a huge number of people. We've had a housing crisis now going on for more than 10 years because of Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, and other parties like them relying on the private sector. But we've seen what can work.
So you would reject the statement of someone who spent his life in construction and development that rent caps would fail and actually make things worse. You would reject that?
I'd reject the arguments from someone who is involved in making a lot of money off the housing crisis, whose interests are in prolonging the housing crisis because that's what's lining his pockets. His interests aren't in ending the housing crisis because the housing crisis
and yet he's been telling me this morning how we might build thousands of houses. As Simon Harris has said, we need to build 250,000 houses over the next 5 years. Michael O'Flynn has made suggestions as to how they might be built.
Well, I understand that, but it's all based on the private market. It's all based on profit, not need. He doesn't care about ending the housing crisis. He cares about making a profit. Developers, landlords, all of them, that is their interest.
Okay.
The housing crisis is a massive opportunity for them. They're making profits that they could only have dreamed of 10, 15 years ago. So they have no real interest in ending the crisis.
Okay, leave it there. Brian, thank you very much. Brian McCarthy, a local councillor of the Socialist Party. I spent much of the first hour this morning speaking to Michael O'Flynn, developer of many years standing here in Cork, talking about the issues to do with housing. And in the course of that discussion, rent caps came up, and Michael told me he was opposed to rent caps and that they hadn't worked anywhere that they'd been used. And he wants to come back to address a few things that were then said by Councillor Brian McCarthy. And I don't know if you were listening before you came on air to Michael O'Flynn, who's built more than a house or two in his time. And he says, very plainly, rent caps will make the situation worse, not better. And he said, in every country where rent caps have been introduced, they failed.
Yeah, well, I'd question that. But, I mean, if we're asking someone who is involved in property, someone whose profit comes from rent, etc., their interests are going to be completely opposed to anything like a rent cap or anything like an eviction ban, because that would threaten their profit. Well, we have to look at the interests of the vast majority of people. We are in the middle of an unprecedented housing crisis. We need housing. There is a dire need for affordable housing. What Michael O'Flynn is putting forward, like rent cap, no rent caps, no eviction ban, I mean, that's utterly ridiculous. People only need, he was putting forward
what he said, the reason he says for it, Brian, is this. The reason he said is because it has become, Ireland has become an unattractive market to people with the finance to build huge developments of which you speak.
That's absolutely ridiculous. There's lots of these being built, and there is a huge number of private landlords involved in the property market in Ireland. Like the fiction, the lie that we were being told last year that there was this mass exodus of landlords from the market, that's turned out to not be true. That was based on the figures from the RTB. But then we saw from the census, there's even more landlords than we've ever had, but they just haven't been registering their properties.
Mm. Michael was listening and wants to address particularly that, Michael.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Kind of a sort of what he was saying as well. You would say that, wouldn't you, about rent caps, because your profits depend on it. Good morning again.
Good morning, Peter. I wasn't actually listening, so I'm glad you replayed it. I was relying on a WhatsApp in relation to what was being said, so I'm happy to come back on. I just can't believe that we get these kind of statements that can't be backed up. This is political. Like, okay, he talks about me in profit. I'll come back to that in a moment. But people who are saying what they think people want to hear so that they'll gain political advantage need to be called out as well. And you mentioned the election coming up and all of that. We need people to talk about the facts and talk about what actually will happen. Now, in terms of profit, like, people, I understood it came up about a state construction company and all of that.
Yeah, I'll get to that in a second, because I'm half interested in that myself, and I'd like to put it to you.
Okay, good. Well, I haven't heard, but I heard state construction and all this came up fine. So to answer your question, like, here we have somebody talking without having done any research. It's an opinion. I can tell you, I'm not going to discuss the Housing Commission because that's confidential and that's due out shortly, but I have been involved in an incredible amount of research over the last 2.5 years. And I can tell your listeners that rent caps haven't worked anywhere. And it's a political initiative and it sounds great and people say we go for that. But you must look at things, you must look at the big picture. You can't look at the small picture or and so apparently somebody else was on about their own individual situation. Maybe they're getting a market rent.
That's Graham, and he said to me that as a landlord, he has one little property, and he said he's making money on it. But I said to him, if the government came to you and said, this is all you can charge, he'd be okay with that.
But the key question, PJ, and I don't know if you asked it or not, are you getting a market rent? And if he is, of course he's happy. But if he's somebody who has been caught up in this rent cap situation, he might be very unhappy if he was getting way less than the market rent. So in terms of people, whether it is political or individual, I'm talking about the big picture here. We need to talk about the big picture when we're talking about housing supply. And I can tell you, the big picture is, I heard in the replay there that you just said that there was no problem with funding. I mean, what nonsense to suggest there is no problem with funding at a time when these institutional investors are leaving or have left the market.
Well, he said there's no problem with private funding. That's his view.
Private funding, but who, are we talking about individual private funding? Like, do we know that there's a deficit in this country of perhaps up to 300,000 units, certainly 250, and we have the annual requirement? And I'm talking about the big picture of fixing that, because we can't attract FDI unless we have foreign direct investment, unless we have housing for people. We can't, the existing industries in this area are struggling to ask for more investment because we don't have housing. We have a major housing, and I'm talking about the big picture in Ireland, and I'm talking about the big picture in Cork. And I can tell you the investment for rental construction ownership down the road has disappeared.
Okay, come back to the thing on estate construction, because I have to say, Michael, I'm old enough to remember when a council house was a council house, that everything from the first sod turned to the chimney pot was done by a council worker. Would it be so bad to go back to the days when the council or the state actually built houses?
Well, the short answer to that, PJ, is that you can't. Because how are you going to resource it? How are you going to start from zero? How many years will it take you to actually come up? Is that an attractive proposition for people to work in? It's impossible now to go back. And there was great work done by local authorities in building schemes that you just described. But we went away from that system. Don't blame me, and I believe I was attacked on profit, which I'll come back to in a moment. But we can't go back to a state, and this has been said by a number of people, including the Labour Party leaders.
It looks very attractive, I guess, Michael, for those of us who grew up looking at it happen, as I'm sure you did.
But PJ, at the end of the day, you need to look at what's going to cost the taxpayer. Mm. I can tell you now, there's collaboration, joint ventures, arrangements, call them what you like, with the LDA, with approved housing bodies, with local authorities. These are all being examined carefully, and these are all providing value for money. These all have professional service people on behalf of those state bodies examining the costs. I have always promoted an open book situation. I can tell the listeners here this morning, if we go back to a state construction company, it'll cost an awful lot more than the private sector in collaboration with the public sector. Okay. Private sector in collaboration with the public sector, be it the LDA or AHBs, is the way to go. And when people make wild statements like that, it's taken the LDA about 5 years to get off the ground fully in terms of producing housing. How long would it take for a state construction company to get off the ground when people are desperately in need of housing?
Come back lastly to the accusation that both Brian and Graham made of you, in which, and not personal, but just to say, look, he's saying what he's saying. He would say it, wouldn't he? He's protecting his profits.
Listen, when people make outlandish statements like that, they need to back them up. I have no difficulty, and I've said this, in having an open book arrangement. That is what we have at the moment with the LDA and other bodies that we're dealing with. Profit is not a dirty word. If I'm not making profit, I can't build. I can't get funded. In fact, the LDA in their most recent tender are insisting on a level of return for the developer that deals with the risk involved. I cannot get bank funding unless there's a certain amount of profit. Profits at this moment in time in the development area are minuscule. And when people talk about us and profits, they just don't understand. Everybody must make a profit if you're in business. Otherwise, you can't pay your staff. You can't remunerate people. So people need to get away from that. I make no apology for making a reasonable profit. I must replace land. I must look after staff. I must have an infrastructure that delivers. And guess what? The AHBs, the LDA, the local authorities won't deal with me unless I have that.
So in other words, you can't even help with the public system unless you're making a profit. Is that what you're saying to me?
Correct. Correct. And this is, they insist on this. So when I hear that nonsense put out to listeners, and that's why somebody WhatsApped me, and that's why I came out of a meeting to ring you, this is nonsense. Let's talk about reality, please, okay?
All right, Michael, listen, always a pleasure to talk to you, and thank you for coming back to that. This is a debate that's going to run and run. Michael O'Flynn, thank you. 0818 96 96 96. I'm throwing it open to the floor. Which side do you take? Do you take Michael as a bit, and that's the bit, as a businessman involved in development, he can't work with state bodies. He can't work to assist the state to build houses unless he makes a profit. Whereas on the other side, you have people saying, well, he's only in it for profit. It's open to you.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.